Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You try to catch it, boom, it's gone. Because how about a cat? You ever see a cat deal with a snake? Even venomous snakes. The snake is, and if you're looking at it in slow motion, the cat done already figured him out. He'd have leaped back before and the snake right there can't get him. They're on another frequency. See, God sent a Joseph before them as a frequency. Your hearing is imperative. Bible says, take heed what you hear. Time out for all the foolishness. You all the just preaching to be happy. You know what I mean? All the flaky, carnal, superficial stuff. No, God says a new era has begun. Amen. And the world is going to get really dark. But that's not a time for us, as the body of Christ, to worry or panic, because that is an indication that your deliverance, his return, is near. It's like labor pains. When a mom is having a child and the labor starts, initially the labor pains are not, they're far apart. But as the time of the birth draws near, they get closer and closer, right? Well, this is the beginning of sorrow. So God says we're entering another era and it's time to prepare. The Goshen. Because God is not going to take you out. He's going to preserve you in. It's not a time of survival. It's a time of preservation. Why you're here right now? People say, well, I survived. No, you didn't survive. God preserved you. Get your thinking right. No, we've been preserved. The purpose in your life has been preserved by God. You could have been dead. You could have been gone. But God said, no, there's a purpose there that I'm preserving. I'm holding it to the last days because they're called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Tell somebody right now, you're called into this kingdom for such a time as this. Goshen. There's a sound. You got to be able to hear the sound. When Christ hung on the cross and when he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. He said it with a loud voice. You have to understand, first of all, you die on the cross, you die of suffocation. You don't have no breath. You have no voice. But the fact that he said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. And I'll pick it up again. When he died, he had a loud voice. What did he do? He released a sound. A sound that Adam relinquished in the beginning. You see, there's a covenant with Adam that equals death. There's a covenant with Christ that equals life. That's going to determine in these last days. Whose side are you on? Because God's going to divide. He's going to divide Egypt from Goshen. Genesis 45, verse 5. Joseph makes a statement. I'll read Genesis 45, verse 5 through verse 7. We'll get it up. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, for you sold me here. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So there's a sound. When Jesus sent that sound, it left Calvary and went to the temple. Amen. Think about it. It went to the temple. The earth started to quake. And that sound hit the veil of the temple at the top and tore it all the way down to the bottom. 22-inch thick curtain. But it tore, the sound tore it. Now access was no longer denied. He said, it's finished. He paid the price for us to have access to God again. Amen. It's a sad clap, but it's true. He paid the price for us to access God again. He said, it is finished. Atone. It was what we call the atonement. Think about it. Atonement. Some say at one-ment. It brought us back to oneness with God, but it also means a tone, a sound, a frequency was released back into the earth. The sound that had been lost, that God couldn't inhabit man. He had to come on man, but he couldn't inhabit him. But Jesus released the sound that Adam had in the beginning. Oh, if you really knew God's plan for your life. Amen. You know, Bible says eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. But it has been revealed to us a little here, a little there by the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? If you can hear the sound, how many hear the sound this morning? Well, there's a sound. See, he always sends a Joseph, a forerunner. There are forerunners that are carrying us out. They're paying a price for it too. I said there's a price involved with it. When you misunderstood, Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. He said, rejoice when men speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for so did they, the prophets that were before you. See, the devil wants to shut down the prophetic voice. So sometimes you'll go through all kind of turmoil to distract you. Like Jeremiah said one time, he said, listen, I'm not speaking in his name no more. Because every time I do, there's trouble. He's down in a pit, in the dark, in shackles. But he said, I'm not speaking no more. Some of us have said that before. Hey, forget this. But then while he was down there, what was on the inside? That word. See, what? Tell us about, you can't get away from the word. That word started to stir in his spirit. He said it was like fire shut up in his bones where he could not hold his peace. See, that's what God is creating today. A generation that won't hold their peace. Amen. They're not looking for friendship. They're not looking for compromise. They're not looking for promotion in the world. They're not looking for this position or that position. They're here to serve God. Amen. And him alone. Amen. Somebody say, for God I live and for God I die. Come on, that's got to be what it is. We either all in or not in at all. That's what God is looking for. His eyes are going to and fro in the earth in search of hearts that are perfect toward him. Didn't say you were perfect, but your heart is toward him. Lord, I know I ain't got it all together, but I'm willing. Send me, Lord. Hello? God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. All he needs from you is a yes. Uh, So he sends Joseph's. The revelation is God prepared a place of preservation before the crisis fully manifested. That's what Goshen is. That's what this is all about. God is preparing. We're in his time. God is preparing a Goshen before the crises fully manifest. We see the handwriting on the wall. I don't care how you try to say, make America great again. You know, and I have nothing, I'm not Democrat, Republican, none of that. I'm not bound by political positioning and posturing and all that. You know how people use certain things to try to sway you. Forget all that. Tell somebody, I'm kingdom. See, this is a parallel government. When Jesus appeared, he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What was he saying? Change the way you think, because a new government has showed up. It's another government. This is why we are in the world, but not of the world. That's why I said, come out from among them. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We use these things, but our treasures are not in the world. Our heart is not there. I'm not jumping through hoops. Amen. To get close to somebody. Or to get a government loan. Lucia, we spend from the pocket of Jehovah. God'll twist arms. He'll make folk do stuff, don't want to do stuff for you. I don't know why I'm doing this here. I don't even like you. I know why you're doing it. Because God done spanked you. And you ain't got no choice. Come on. Let God fight your battles. So God prepared a place of preservation. Listen, preservation before crisis fully manifested. We see it. We see where the systems of the world are going. They're covering up a lot of stuff too. It's a lot worse than they lead you on to think.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.